bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me see what y'all saying. See what y'all talking about. See what y'all doing. So everybody's stuck in the 1980s. They complain about boomers who love 60s, 70s, and 80s music, but then X is stuck in the 1980s. Now, I got to admit, 1980s put out some of the greatest music, 80s and 90s, that we've ever heard. I'm just saying, y'all might get mad. You might get mad. I get it. But, yeah. Okay, don't go there. Be bruised. I just lost respect for you. Said tears for fears. Personal taste.
Number 5.
Now for your sports update from JS Online. Well, let's see. After practice yesterday, Giannis went 1-on-1 against Chris Livingston, Tyler Smith, and Pete Yance, cycling through his teammates' defense for a variety of turnaround mid-range jumpers, hook shots, all that stuff. 30-year-old, two-time league MVP, was getting his work in even if he was held out of the control scrimmage as he gets his conditioning back following a late start. On one hand, it's a normal setting, but afterward, somebody reported on the 7th of October that the Bucks and the Knicks engaged in a trade discussion in August, and so Antetokounmpo addressed it because there are rumors that he might go to New York Knicks. And he said, first of all, I haven't read that story. When the season starts, when the season starts, I try to get off social media and I try to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times before. I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. I believe in this team. I believe in my teammates. I am here to lead this team to whatever we can go, wherever we can go. And it's definitely going to be hard. We're going to take it day by day, but I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter. So he said it out of his mouth. If I can paraphrase to what it is he says, I ain't going nowhere.
Number 4.
Want to say congratulations to the Common Council Finance Committee. Story also from JS Online. A potential increase to vehicle registration fees or the wheel tax has stalled after the City Council's Finance Committee postponed a vote that would have paved the way for its inclusion in the 2026 budget. Got to say congratulations to them. Of course, last month, Mayor Cavalier Johnson's administration proposed a change to the city's vehicle registration through a substitute ordinance that would see the annual fee jump from $30 to $40. That fee would be on top of the $85 for automobiles. That's just normal plates. And then you pay extra if you want vanity, or you pay extra if you want something else. The higher fee would have taken effect February 1st. The wheel tax also jumped by $10 in 2021. I say no. I don't care if it'll generate $2.7 million for the city. I don't care. Start cutting, like we all have to do. When we come up short, we got to cut stuff out of our budget. I suggest the city do the same.
Number three.
From Fox6Now.com, I always report, and people always tell me, you always bash NPS. No, I bash the teachers union, but I don't bash NPS. I don't bash teachers. I love them. I think the principals and paras and security and assistant, all of them do a great job. Well, a Waukesha County jury found a Milwaukee Public Schools employee not guilty of sexually assaulting a child in 2023. Prosecutors charged 39-year-old Keelan Tyler with a third-degree sexual assault and child enticement this past January. The jury acquitted him on yesterday. The complaint said Tyler was an NPS employee and basketball coach. Prosecutors accused him of sexually assaulting a child who he tutored. Court filing said the child told investigators that Tyler would pick him up from school, and one day Tyler took him to a New Berlin warehouse. The boy said Tyler got upset with him, pulled him into a bathroom, pulled his pants down, and sexually assaulted him. After, he said, Tyler asked him, do you think anyone will believe you? Tyler denied inappropriately touching the child, pled not guilty to charges in February, and was found not guilty. The question is, why did the child say that? And what happened during the investigation? Was there a forensic interview done that we do with children and victims of sensitive type crimes? I don't know. But he was found not guilty. So this is for people who always say you're always bashing NPS employees. And also on the other side of a story that we always hear about, and then we just know somebody got arrested and we never tell the fact that the person was found not guilty and that they didn't do it. And so people believe what they want to believe. Well, that doesn't mean he didn't do it. Oh, it most certainly does. It doesn't matter what your race or gender is. If the court says you didn't do it, you didn't do it.
Number two.
And now for our Israel-Hamas update. Israel and Hamas, so says WISN.com, have agreed to a pause in their devastating two-year war and release of the remaining hostages for both sides in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. A breakthrough greeted with joy and relief today, but also caution. Uncertainty means about, you know, remains around aspects of the broader ceasefire plan advanced by the administration of President Donald Trump as to whether and how Hamas will disarm, who will govern Gaza. But we've seen reports today already that are saying that Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of the plan. They'll both stop shooting. They're both going to release all of the live hostages. They're looking for the bodies of those who are deceased to return them to their native homes. And no one has to leave Gaza at this time. Nobody. So basically, it's a freeze. Nobody has to leave. You can leave if you want, but nobody has to leave. Everybody stay where they are. Once they're able to disarm Hamas, then they'll be able to figure out a broader deal that's going to happen in the area. And everybody might be happy. But this is a hatred that's been going on for decades. And I think it's important that we remember that the most important thing is that lives are saved.
Number one.
This from also WISN.com. A deadly shooting happened after a minor traffic collision on the north side at 8 o'clock this morning, 49th and West Mill Road in Milwaukee. According to Police Chief Jeffrey Norman, 40-year-old off-duty officer with 21 years of service was involved in a vehicle accident while driving to work. Both drivers pulled over, exited their vehicles as they were assessing the situation, and the driver of the other vehicle approached the off-duty officer and pulled a handgun. That subject proceeded to strike the off-duty officer in the face with his firearm. The off-duty officer drew his department-issued firearm and the two individuals exchanged gunfire, and the subject was struck. The other driver, identified by the family as 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes, died at the scene. No other injuries were reported. Norman said the officer was taken to the hospital for treatment. When asked about the specific nature of the officer's injuries, the chief declined to provide details, only stating the officer was getting checked out and was at the hospital at this time. Video footage of the incident will be released according to Standard Operating Procedure 575. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. When we come back, I've got a great guest coming up to talk about an event and panel that's coming up this Saturday. You won't want to miss.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. My guest this afternoon, who I guess needs no introduction, but I guess I would have to because you've never been on my show.
I have not.
It is Dr. Leah Knox. She is a licensed?
Yes. Professional counselor.
Professional counselor
and mental wellness expert.
Mental wellness expert. She has a doctorate in psychology, and she is here to talk about a panel that's coming up this weekend, which is probably something that we've seen before, but I don't know if we've seen it in the breadth that we have. On Saturday, the National Association of Black Journalists, Milwaukee, will be hosting a Black Women's Health Panel. So it says, join us for a powerful and inspiring conversation centered on the health and wellness of Black women in Milwaukee. This panel aims to uplift, educate, and empower. If I got to say, she's been positive no matter what. I've been like, say stuff, and she just twists my words around and just make it always positive. Dr. Leah Knox, she is founder and CEO of Knox Behavioral Health Solutions. She travels all over the country, all over the world, and she's also the co-founder of Black Space Incorporated. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good to have you. Now, this is coming this Saturday, and it'll be at the brand spanking new Milwaukee Public Library, MLK Branch, at 2901 North King Drive at 11 a.m.
Yes, and I'm so super excited to be a part of such a beautiful and prestigious panel, and then also to be in the new library.
So what is it really about? What is it about Black health that we have to have an entire panel to help women understand this?
Well, it's really important that we do discuss this because it's not discussed often enough. When it comes to Black health, especially with Black women, it's really important for us to talk about our special needs, our incidences and crises, as well as our gifts and the way we take care of ourselves well, but from a culturally intentional lens. And that's what we're going to be there to do, to talk about Black women's health.
Now, when you say culturally intensive lens, what do you mean by that?
By culturally intentional lens means we speak from whence we came. So, for instance, if I'm a Black woman, there are certain nuances in which my culture has developed and I was raised in. There are certain community beliefs, values, and missions that I live my life by.
Mm-hmm.
So certain types of homeopathic medications or treatments.
That's an easy. Ooh, that was a nice way to say some of them down home Mississippi, hey, Alabama,
you already
Georgia.
Know. Run the salve.
Put the salve on
your chest.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Vicks vapor rub.
Sleep
when
with
you
an
got
onion.
A cold. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and then also
and some of it works.
It absolutely.
But then
does
some
work.
Of it doesn't, and so this panel's gonna really talk about how to blend those or how to understand what's a good common way for Black women to deal with some of the maladies they have.
Well, first it's going to educate on what are some of these maladies. Many times we don't even recognize signs and symptoms of physical health, maternal health, mental wellness. So that would be first. Secondly, after recognizing them, in which we will assist people in doing that on the panel, now how are they treated? We have phenomenal doctors. We have phenomenal people who have experienced certain health issues that can speak about it from a medical point of view. And then those things that help them medically and or homeopathically. Finally, some of the things that we need to do, some tips, some effectively, I guess, some ways to effectively manage it all.
Well, go back to say some of the things you need to do, because many times one of the reasons why we have issues is because we don't do what we're supposed to do.
Yes. So one of the most important things for Black women is to please go for your mammogram appointments. It is necessary. Also self-checks. Self-check every month. Self-check every week if you would like, but make sure to self-check. Also, when it comes to maternal health care, please get an OBGYN. Get someone who specializes in mothers and preferably someone who works with mothers of color, because we do have different situations as far as what we eat, what medications we can and can't take, and how our symptoms show up.
And some of the habits we have in our Black families of children sleeping with mothers.
Yes.
Children sleeping with parents.
Absolutely.
And I remember years ago there was this big push to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
But then part of that is the disconnect of a baby from their mother.
Right.
Like there's a reason why you, when you have a child, that the mother is to hold the child. But why the mother holds a child that way? You know, why a mother is able to look down and connect? That's what that is. It has nothing to do with like breastfeed. This is what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I'm not a woman, so, you know. It's not about breastfeeding or anything. It's about the connection, because a child can't see that far anyway.
Right.
That the first eyes they see is their mother.
You are right on point. And even with the physical bonding, which is so important, is the mental health. We are born as tiny, tiny little beings. Even in the stomach, we come out a certain type of way. Either we're easy to warm up to.
Me?
Or not so much. All of the above. And it depends on how the mom takes care of herself. But then when you're sleeping with a child, it does in fact connect you. And so reactive attachment disorder, different kind of things that may come into effect, may not present themselves with children who sleep with parents, but it just has to be safely, and it has to be in a way where the child and the mom are both safe.
Now, I have to be honest and transparent. My wife is on this panel. She's a registered nurse and a breast cancer support group facilitator. You've got Faith Coleus, who's the director of partnerships and special projects for Greater Milwaukee Urban League. You've got Cherie Harris. She's the director of marketing. We all know Cherie. Marketing, media strategy, and community engagement for C. Harris Communications. And Adrian Bryant, executive director of Moreland OBGYN and president-elect of the National Association of Health Services Executives. What do you hope to this panel when, okay, I can't say that because I'm not a woman. If I'm a woman and I leave, what is it that I should be able to get from this panel?
I want to make sure that women receive information that they can actually use, that they can apply to their real and regular lives. You can tell someone all day to go get a massage, but if they can't afford one, what else can they do when it comes to stress management? Also want them to leave with some of the hardcore facts, such as Black women are 3 times more likely to die of pregnancy-related causes, or 40% are higher breast cancer mortality rates than white women. So to end and have some of those facts, because sometimes when we say, well, give me the facts, not how you feel. Fact over feeling is a belief of mine. So there you have it. Also wanting them to leave with tips, and ways to effectively manage and also to take care of themselves, and most importantly, with resources and looking at doctors, professionals that look like them, because there's only 4 to 5% of us.
And so many times in our community, we look for getting things for free.
Mm-hmm.
But in some instances, it's actually better to pay for it, because then it gives you the power behind it to say, well, I paid for that.
Yes.
And this is my expectation. This is what I'm supposed to get, versus always going, okay, I got free treatment. Well, it might not have been the treatment you needed.
Yeah.
It just happened to be free. It's like going to get a screening,
mm-hmm.
but not getting treatment. Right. Well, I've been screened 4 times. Well, that's nice. But what did they tell you?
Yes.
And how do you fix it? How can a woman actually, and I guess this is more on the mental health
mm-hmm.
issue, because that's where it all starts. All of this starts with how you think.
Yes.
How can you help women? How can a woman that would attend really understand how she can come away from this and literally take control of her own life? Be it cancer, be it health, be it being overweight, just really not thinking good about themselves.
By letting her know, first of all, that you are resilient. That is your superpower. You showed up here today. If you did not show up here, you sent a mom, an aunt, a niece. You're willing and able and ready to get this information. Number two, I want you to walk away with a sense of, you know what? Desperation. I really need to take better care of myself.
Right.
Even if you think you're on the top of the realm right now, there's even more that you can do for yourself. Also, setting boundaries and limits and knowing how to do so when it comes to your health, making sure that you are an advocate for yourself. It's okay for you to ask questions to those doctors. It's okay for you to ask for a specialist if you feel something is wrong. Also, trust your gut. Most important thing you can ever do, because you always know first when something's
right,
wrong.
Right.
You may deny it. You may TikTok those, you know, red flags, but you know it. And finally, you are not alone and there are resources for you. And so if a woman knows that, they'll know how to take care of themselves. They'll know what those signs and symptoms look like to say, let me step up to self-care. And also setting boundaries, because I don't need to be superwoman for everybody. I need to be superwoman for myself.
Black Women's Health Panel Discussion, sponsored by the National Association of Black Journalists Milwaukee. That is Saturday at the Milwaukee Public Library, Martin Luther King Branch, 2901 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, at 11 until 2. That's this Saturday, October 11th. How can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by my email address, dr.liaknox@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. As well as phone number, 414-217-0224.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Remember, that's this Saturday at 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock at the MLK Library, 2901 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, the Black Women's Health Panel Discussion, sponsored by the National Association of Black Journalists Milwaukee, of which I am a proud member.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Once you know, you cannot know.
Do you know about the black eagle? Let me tell you about the black that he holds.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to say thank you again to Dr. Leah Knox. She's the founder and CEO of Knox Behavioral Health Solutions. And National Association of Black Journalists Milwaukee will be hosting the Black Women's Health Panel discussion. So if you're a man, if you're a woman, doesn't matter. You should probably show up. It's free. It's at the MLK Library this Saturday from 11 till 2. So come hang out, get some information, learn what you need to do for you to be safe as you progress through this thing called life here on this globe. Milwaukee area weather, 59 degrees. The low tonight is 49. Winds have slowed from the southeast to about 11 miles an hour, so it's gonna get a little chilly tonight, but you know, we're tough enough to make it. I find it interesting that she, like other black women, always push how resilient black women are. And that story I talked about the other day where black men tend to be coddled and, you know, don't know how to be told no and all those things. So, interesting. So I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna stop through and check it out and see what they be talking about and some of the things I can do, you know, because I have a spouse and daughters and want to make sure, you know, health is a very important thing. 833-212-1017 is the number. Somebody talking about they had a car accident. Anyway, they were talking about the car accident with the off-duty officer who, Yeah. This is why I don't want them red light money grab cams. They're not red light money grab cams. If you drive right, it shouldn't be a problem for you. Like, why is it you want to stop something from somebody doing anything when, in fact, if you just drive right, it won't be a problem? Like, I don't really understand that. Like, what is that? All you got to do is drive like you got some sense. Huh? Okay. I mean, really, just drive like you got some sense. Some sense. Babar said to that one guy, drive safe. Nothing is that important to be rushing through red lights, especially if isn't an emergency, which I'll give you a very tiny understanding to that. No, you shouldn't run it if it's an emergency. There's absolutely no reason to run a red light unless there's somebody after you or somebody runs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't see it. That's a decision you would have to make. But I can't see just running through a red light because you're running through a red light. I don't know. That one guy said, I'm ready for my scolding, Dr. K. You're going to get a scolding from me. You drive your lights. You drive your lights. You drive your car. Like, I'm not in control of your car. I'm not going to judge you for doing whatever it is you believe you need to do. If that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. 833-212-1017 is the number. Bill said, I totally agree with you on the lack of accountability of the funds being spent in the city and county on housing, but who are the politicians you're talking about? Is it the mayor, the head of the housing authority, city council, county executive? Hey, Bill, all of the above. You heard that? All of the above. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Sir Chance said, not at all, canceling them, talking about the ESPN hosts, is not warranted. It wasn't racially motivated, in my opinion. They are both human. All humans make mistakes. No. If you're an on-air host, you're held to a higher standard. If you're an on-air host, you're held to a standard that if you report something, you should let people know what the story says, who wrote it, where it came from, what information they have, whether or not you believe it's complete or not. And it was incomplete. But I'd have to go back and listen to what they said. I'm just saying hold them to the same level of accountability you held everybody else you canceled. Everybody else, just because you work for ESPN does not give you carte blanche. Just like that knucklehead fool that was the golfer who hit the cop with his car. Everybody wanted him to get off because he was a golfer, to the point where I spoke to a white male here who said, well, why shouldn't he get off? Well, because he committed battery. He committed a felony. He should get off because he's a rich golfer? Some white guy? No, absolutely not. And if we're not going to fix the criminal justice system, then let's not fix it for everybody. Or better yet, let's fix it for everybody. You only get arrested if somebody dies. Like, I mean, like, what is that? He's special. You took a kid who ended up committing suicide, who ended up being innocent on video, 72.6 yards away from a crash that you said he caused. And it was a lie. And it was wrong. And you promoted it. That's on you. And I don't know what you're referring to when you talk about what are the main FCC rules. Brian said, what about the male-on-male assaults at Penn State? Here's the deal. Because we're going back to the sports thing. And I said earlier that I thought that they should separate and men should coach men and women should coach women. That's going to always happen. Men are going to assault men. Women are going to assault women. Stuff like that happens. But you can mitigate it significantly. That's why we have schools that are many times all male and all female. You don't have that extra drama. Will you have those types of issues? You'll have that everywhere. But you can mitigate it and lower it significantly if you know I'm not going to put you in a position to be a young woman and all these hunky, beefy boys are walking around and you're a woman and you're in your early 20s and just graduated from college. You can't control your hormones any more than they do. How many times do we have female teachers buy guns for students, have relationships with male students? It happens on both sides. But do you think that would be cut down significantly if same sex dealt with same sex? I say yes. Excuse me. They went on to say, and women can also violate other women. So that's why you shouldn't do it? That makes no sense. How about everyone just keeps their hands to themselves, and if you can't handle that, then don't work around anyone. Well, nobody would work around anybody. Everybody finds somebody else attractive. That doesn't mean anything. And I'm in agreement at that point, Brian. It shouldn't mean anything. Wow, that person's attractive. So what? Oh, their body parts are the same as everybody else's body parts. So what? Fon said, nobody born in the 60s should be called a boomer, in my opinion. Well, your opinion's wrong because baby boomer ended in 1963, and in 1964, you started Gen X. He said, people born in the mid-40s or early 50s aren't the same generationally. Sorry. Yeah, they are. Are you kidding? So let me help you. I'm at the tail end of boomer, right? So, like, 63 is the absolute end of boomer. 64 started Gen X. So I would suggest you use this thing. I know it's tough. We got this thing called, you know, Gemini, ChatGPT, or just plain Google. And find out, Fonz. Okay, I'm just kidding. Miles said, Dr. Ken, depends on the sense. I mean, every morning, even with four lanes of highway traffic, people still find a way to create traffic. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So many times, at least once a day, I drive up I-43. I-43 is backed up from the time I get on it in Ozaukee County all the way downtown. It's a 13-minute drive. It literally takes me 40 minutes to get here. Every single day. Now, I could easily jump off and speed through the city, but then what? The odds of having an accident go up significantly. So what do? I stay where I'm at. Just, you know. And what I've learned is to be, you know, relaxed now. I go on Spotify, put on a podcast, just kind of sit back, chill. Let it play, listen to something. Next thing I know, boop, I'm there. I think it takes too long. And there are still people, now granted, the flow of traffic on a good day with a 70-mile-an-hour or a 55-mile-an-hour is at least 15 to 20 miles an hour above that. So if you don't drive that, you're going to get hit anyway. So you got to drive the flow of the traffic. You can't impede traffic. So you got to kind of, And I'm not saying speed. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have to drive so that you don't impede traffic. So if you're going to drive the speed limit, move over all the way over to the right lane. Now, me, if I'm already 20 over the limit, 15 over the limit, and you come speeding up behind me and I'm in the left lane, you need to go around because I'm already speeding and I'm not going to speed up just so you can go straight. That's not going to happen. Now, people call that, oh, that's rude. Well, too bad. Because then, as I usually see, they're pulled over 5-10 miles up the road. Police got them lit up. Or, God forbid, they crash. And then what? It's somebody else's fault? And when you and watch this. When you start blinking your lights and blowing your horn, oh, I'm slowing down. I had a guy pull up behind me. And yeah, I guess I can admit this because there was no traffic. I was in, I forget what state I was in. Speed limit was 70. I was doing at least 85, 90 miles an hour. This person sped up behind me in a truck and started flashing their brights and banging their horn. What do you think I did? What would you do? You know what I did? I waited till they get ride. They would get ride up on me and then they back off. And then they get ride up on me and then they back off. Third time, they've got ride up on me and I tapped my brakes and they almost lost control of their car. And they looked at me and I literally turned around and looked at the person and said, come on, do it again. And they pulled around me and drove away. Haven't seen them since. Like, where are you going? Like, you got to use the bathroom or something? Like, where are you going that you, I got to get there. I have to. And that's the problem we have in Milwaukee. You do understand there are ways. Somebody said you need to switch. I'm not switching. I don't care. I'm not changing. Too bad. I don't care. So sincere, you can keep your thoughts to yourself. You do know there are some things about the red cameras that nobody really understands. And tomorrow, I'm going to dive into it. I'm going to actually explain some of the things that video can actually do. And so some of you think you're going to get away with it, and you're not. And Mal, never drive behind me. That means you already driving like a knucklehead. But, I mean, just rude. If you're in a rush, you should drive around. Mari said, I consider tailgating akin to bullying. Well, in good effort. I refuse to move if you try to intimidate me into it. It's cowardice. They wouldn't do that if they were in line behind somebody, physically walk up on them like that. Well, that's true. I agree. Fon said, you're biased because you were born in 1960. Well, of course. But it's not bias. It's actual the truth. Like, learn your facts, Fon. Come on. Or is it that you were born in the early 60s and you don't want nobody to know because it makes you feel old? I'm just saying. But I don't know if it's akin to bullying. I think part of the issues we have with this younger generation is they've never been bullied. And so now when somebody says something, they take it as bullying and they start crying. We've put so much crap into the category of bullying that I remember having somebody here tell me I said something, I was bullying somebody. I said, that's their problem, not mine. Like, I said what I said. If they don't like it, that's on them. But don't tell me I got to stop saying what I'm saying because they're upset. That's on them. Like, it was like, what? So now telling the truth is actually bullying. Telling somebody, no, I'm not going to do that. You need to do this, is bullying. That's weird. That's kind of bizarre. But that's what we do now. We have softened this culture to the point where I doubt seriously if many people are going to really be successful in life, either out of fear or because there's no friction. And we all understand friction causes you to move and grow and do things. When life gets tough, you fix it. Most people don't. Most people don't. And so now we're stuck with people that just have no idea how to make it through life.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's been a long day. Is today Friday yet? Oh, that's right. I don't get to pop off till tomorrow. So, well, I'm going to be piling up stories and piling up screaming and hollering and getting upset and mad. So if you got something, hit me on the talking text line, 833-212-1017, tomorrow, 22 hours from now, 4 o'clock. Make sure you do just that. It might be open line pop-off tomorrow. I mean, I'm going to do my top 5 and 5 in my Dr. Ken's Truth. But other than that, what is irking you this week? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe's show's coming up. Like I said, I'll be back in 22 hours. I want to say thank you. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. Y'all have a great one. Truth Nation in the chat, on the talking text line. I appreciate you having. Just make sure you download the app. Make sure you hit us on YouTube. Just go to 1017thetruth.com. You can watch live right here every day from 4 to 6. Truth in the Afternoon. God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.